I am Mahendra Gupte. Let's look at Chapter 16, Documentation and Systems. Inbound and outbound logistics. Strong inbound receiving and outbound dispatch logistics are crucial to the success of a business. These processes affect production, profits, and customer service. Logistics coordinates the movement and storage of resources such as goods, equipment, and inventory. For manufacturers, logistics starts with the incoming supply of raw materials and carries through to the delivery of finished products to customers. Logistics is the foundation of the supply chain and is vital to a company's success. Well-organized logistics can reduce expenses, save time, help meet customer demands, and enhance a brand's reputation. This slide explains the difference between inbound and outbound logistics. Direction, inbound, inward, outbound, outward. Focus on in inbound is supply, outbound is demand. Role in inbound is receiving, in outbound is delivery. Key relationships, suppliers, vendors, and their distributors under inbound. Distributors, wholesalers, retailers, and end customers for outbound, and so on and so forth. Inbound process and documents. Inbound logistics is the way materials and other goods are brought into a company. Inbound logistics activities include sourcing and procurement, identify, evaluate, and manage sources, ordering, purchasing, routine buying as required, transportation, deciding the mode and method of transportation, receiving, receipt of material, unloading, quality checks, material handling, move goods within the facility, put away, put the goods away in assigned locations, storing and warehousing, managing the materials, inventory management, setting the order levels, location in the warehouse, expediting, managing the progress of incoming materials, distribution, supply other branches, in-house locations, tracking, monitoring incoming orders, and reverse logistics, bringing goods back from customers. The company may handle its own inbound logistics or outsource it. Documentation and processing at supplier, purchase order and delivery schedule, delivery note and commercial invoice. Company, physical receipt at warehouse, delivery note, quality check, QA tags red and green, commercial tax invoice, delivery note copy. Let's understand this clearly. At the supplier, what is the documentation that is received or generated? Purchase order and delivery schedule. Delivery note and commercial invoice is generated by the supplier. At the company, physical receipt at goods. So they will receive the delivery note from the supplier, make the quality checks with use quality tags red and green, use the commercial tax invoice for payments, and make a delivery and along with the delivery note copy. So inbound logistics, processes and documents, what documents are generated by whom? Document type, purchase order, company produces, makes, generated by the company to supplier, details the product and commercials and payment terms will have a validity. Delivery schedule, generated by the company to supplier, may be monthly or weekly as agreed, and details the quantity, time and location of delivery. Commercial tax invoice, generated by the supplier to the company, regular invoice with applicable taxes covering the delivery quantities. Delivery note, generated by supplier to company, contains the product details except the commercials. QA tags red and green, generated at the company QA department, used for tagging the materials after inspection. Reverse logistics, while the warehouse QA department decide the course of action on the returns, some possibilities, reason for return or the QA decision, size, color, not right. Update stock as available. Packaging damage, item is good for sale. What is the action by the warehouse staff? Repack and update stock as available. Packing damaged and item damaged. That is the reason for return. What is the action by the warehouse staff? forward item to manufacturing recovery section for recovery of item, repair or recover parts if cannot be repaired. Forward to packing section for replacement of packaging. If item is recovered, system update will be after decision action from manufacturing department. Product not working is the reason for return. Forward item to manufacturing recovery section for recovery of item, repair or recover items if cannot be repaired. Forward to packing section for new packaging if part is recovered. System update will be after decision action from manufacturing department. Outbound process and documents. Outbound logistics is the process of storing and moving goods to the customer or end user. Outbound logistics activities, warehouse and storage management, store and manage the finished goods. Inventory management, records of all locations. Transportation, modes and methods of shipping. Delivery, ensure delivery to end consumer effectively. Distribution channels, deliver to end consumer through the design network cost effectively and efficiently. Last mile delivery, the final step in the delivery process and the most critical. Delivery optimization, deliver effectively and efficiently. Types of distribution channels in outbound logistics. First is where the producer, the wholesaler, gives it to the retailer and then to the consumer. Second, producer gives it to the retailer and the consumer. And the third, producer gives it directly to the consumer. Customer places an order at the company, process order, make delivery note and pick list. Warehouse, use pick list and pick items and pack. Commercial tax invoice, delivery note and labels. Dispatch and transport to area hub, distributor, material, delivery note and packing list. Last mile delivery, deliver to end consumer, delivery note and material and commercial invoice. What are the documents and who are they generated by? Document name, customer order, gets generated on the system. Customer ordering the product for stock or use. Delivery note, document name, generated by company informing the members of the outbound logistics on the delivery details of the order. Pick list, generated by company for warehouse informing the warehouse staff the quantity of items and location where they should be picked from, may be used for ensuring FIFO. That is first in, first out. Commercial tax invoice generated by the company for customer's record and receipt of amount paid due. Labels generated by company, printed by warehouse with barcodes for ease of movement of material and change of responsibility. Warehouse real-time updates. Warehouse management systems' ability to offer access to real-time data is a game-changer for warehouse operations, offering significant benefits in terms of efficiency, accuracy, and decision-making. Role of real-time data in warehouse management systems refers to the instant updates on inventory levels, order status, employee productivity, etc. It enables warehouse managers make informed decisions. Warehouse operations become efficient, so does stock transfers between different locations. Real-time data supports dynamic decision-making. Key applications of real-time data in WMS, inventory management and optimization. Real-time data ensures inventory records are continuously updated. Continuous monitoring prevents stock discrepancies. Warehouse management systems can trigger automatic replenishment orders. Real-time inventory data supports accurate demand forecasting. Businesses can optimize their inventory levels, reduce carrying costs, and improve the overall efficiency. Order fulfillment and tracking. Real-time data enhances the efficiency and accuracy. Visibility allows monitoring the status of the orders. WMS can provide customers with accurate updates, allows for dynamic rerouting of orders if issues arise, improves the reliability of the fulfillment process. Labor and resource management. Real-time data supports effective management of labor and resources. Continuously tracking employee productivity, equipment usage, and resource allocation allows manage and adjust task assignments, resources. Real-time data helps monitor performance of individual workers, enabling targeted training and improvements. Dynamic slotting and space utilization. Real-time data in WMS supports optimizing the use of warehouse space through dynamic slotting, which means that there is no fixed location for any item in the warehouse. And as soon as a location is vacated by an outgoing item, that location is made available in the pool for further slotting. Dynamic slotting involves the strategic placement based on real-time data about product demand and other factors. WMS can adjust the location of products within the warehouse to maximize space utilization. Enhances efficiency by ensuring that space is used in the most effective way possible. Predictive analytics and maintenance. Real-time data in WMS enhances the ability to forecast future needs and proactively address potential issues. WMS can predict when equipment and maintenance is required. Predictive analytics helps businesses forecast future demand based on historical trends and real-time data. Leveraging predictive analytics can reduce costs and maintain a high level of service to customers. Benefits of real-time data in WMS: improved decision-making. Real-time data empowers faster and informed decisions. Enhanced customer satisfaction. Providing accurate and up-to-date information helps improve customer service. Increased operational efficiency. Real-time monitoring of warehouse activities leads to streamlined operations and reduction in operational costs. Scalability and flexibility. Real-time data enables WMS to adapt quickly to changing conditions, spikes, or expansion of markets. Challenges of implementing real-time data in WMS. While the benefits of real-time data in WMS are clear, there are also challenges to consider. Data integration. Integrating real-time data across various systems such as ERP and CRM can be complex. Cost implementation. Cost of implementation. The initial investment in technology and infrastructure to support real-time data can be significant. Data quality and security. Ensuring the quality of real-time data is essential, as poor and insecure data can lead to incorrect decisions. Real-time data is a powerful tool that significantly enhances the capabilities of warehouse management systems. By providing immediate insights into every aspect of warehouse operations, real-time data enables better decision-making, improves customer satisfaction, and boosts overall efficiency. As businesses grow, the ability to leverage real-time data will be a key differentiator in achieving operational excellence. Warehouse management analytics can bring significant benefits to business, including significant improvements in efficiency, profitability, and decision making. Warehouse management analytics involves the use of data analytics techniques to analyze various aspects of various warehouse operations, such as inventory levels, order fulfillment, labor productivity, and more. By leveraging data analytics tools, companies can gain valuable insights and make data-driven decisions to improve efficiency, reduce costs, and increase profitability. Benefits of warehouse management analytics: improved efficiency. Identify areas of improvement in the operations leading to increased efficiency. Reduced cost. Identify areas of that operations that are inefficient and optimize them to reduce costs. Increased profitability. Improving efficiency and reducing costs, companies can increase their profitability with optimized and effective operations. Better decision making. Decision based on data-driven insights rather than relying on intuition or guesswork. Improved customer service. Optimized operations through analytics can improve order fulfillment times, leading to better customer service and satisfaction. Tools and techniques in warehouse management analytics involves the use of a variety of techniques and tools to analyze warehouse data, including data mining, This technique uses statistical algorithms and machine learning to extract insights from large data sets. Predictive analytics involves using statistical models and machine learning to forecast future outcomes, demand for products and labor. Optimization involves the use of mathematical algorithms to find best solutions to reducing costs or maximizing efficiency. Data visualization. Data visualization presents data in a graphical format to enable people to understand, analyze, devise strategies. Artificial intelligence techniques such as machine learning and natural language processing can be used to automate tasks. What are the challenges with warehouse management, analytics, data quality? Warehouse data can be complex and messy, hence must ensure that the data is clean, accurate and up to date. Data integration. Warehouse data is often spread across multiple systems and platforms and needs to be integrated for analytics. Skill set. Businesses may need to invest in training, hiring experts to effectively leverage warehouse management analytics. Costs. Implementing warehouse management analytics can be expensive with new technologies and tools. Warehouse management analytics is a powerful tool for optimizing warehouse operations and driving profitability. Logistics software systems. Digitalization helps warehousing and transportation operations to elevate customer experience, deliver more value to partners, and consequently create an effective ecosystem of supply chain providers, manufacturers, carriers, freight forwarders, and more. Logistics works in two directions, forward and reverse. Logistics is considered in the forward direction and includes operations like receiving and processing an order, checking inventory, packing and picking, dispatching, and selecting a transportation route that will deliver the product to a customer as quickly and efficiently as possible. Reverse direction means any operations with managing returns from customers and taking a decision for the same. In a digital world, to manage these processes in both ways, businesses use logistics management systems or LMS, a combination of software tools that optimize all processes from making an order and delivering it to a customer's door. Every company can decide how to introduce and integrate LMS. There are two options: building, purchasing, and managing LMS software entirely customized. Outsourcing, engaging a third-party logistics 3PL company that will run any logistics operations for you. The slide shows what is the flow in the logistics operations. Order management. Businesses use order management software, OMS, to receive orders from all the sales channels and monitor them from the moment they are placed until the customer confirms delivery and displays all related information. Inventory management. Upgrading to inventory management systems, IMS, offers the needed clarity, centralizing all the data in a single location through an inventory management system. It tracks low stock levels and sets automatic reordering, reducing the risk of ordering excess by estimating demand. Warehouse management systems consist of rules that streamline the workflow of managing goods from arrival at the warehouse through storage and tracking within the location to order management and dispatching further. WMS is responsible for the following operations. Warehouse design. Providing a manageable 3D map of the premises, allowing for maximizing storage, managing inventory, and improving the flow of items and labor. Picking. Using a scanning device, WMS helps pinpoint items throughout the warehouse. Tracking barcodes assigned to items, WMS guides the pickers to the location. Packing. The WMS helps make sure the packing is performed in the correct order and as efficiently as possible according to the rules set by the business. Labor management. Managing the human side of warehouse operations entails using a labor management system integrated into WMS. First, the system assigns tasks to individual warehouse workers, which allows you to track productivity, identify underperforming shifts, or workers and finding solutions where obstacles are seen. After the order is assembled and packed, the last thing left before it leaves the warehouse is optimizing its shipment. Choosing a shipment method, LMS figures out from a variety of transportation logistics options the one that will fit the freight needs best. Connecting to the carrier network, LMS connects shippers with carriers, providing visibility to all concerned to find the best shipping option. Defining customs fees and documentation for global fulfillment. LMS supporting multiple languages and currencies. The system calculates value-added taxes, cross-border fees, and freight forwarding charges. Strategic transport planning. In addition, LMS manages necessary shipping papers, ensuring compliance with both in-country and cross-border regulatory programs. Transport management, the main software suite addressing freight transportation needs and managing all shipping details is Transportation Management Software, TMS. Implementing TMS solutions, companies avail capabilities like delivery management and scheduling. TMS allows clients to schedule their shipments through their personalized online TMS account. TMS ensures on-time delivery through automated asset tracking with timely alerts to both shippers and consumers. Cross-docking. This feature identifies a delivery type that eliminates the need to store the products in the warehouse as they are shipped straight from manufacturer to customer. Handling cross-docking effectively requires robust inventory control processes. Last mile logistics. The final step of the delivery process from a distribution center facility to the end user can range from a few blocks to 50 or 100 miles. To deliver orders to consumers, last mile logistics engages parcel or small package carriers, local couriers, providing same day and instant delivery services. Final mile logistics drives order delivery velocity, and companies are taking these activities in-house from the current 3PLs. Order tracking. To gain full visibility into product movements, clients are provided with access to an online portal that monitors shipments on the road, alerting to any transit exceptions or unforeseen delays. Transportation accounting. TMS keeps clients informed of their shipping expenses as it gathers all shipment-related documents in one place. The system simplifies accounting by allocating costs, assigning billing codes for accountability and budgetary purposes, and generating and paying freight invoices, etc. Managing returns from the consumer back to the producer is reverse logistics. It is a logistically challenging process, and applying a reverse logistics system, RLS, that will help streamline the repair, return, and product reallocation processes. The process includes information tracking. RLS can help manage information about product location and the reason for return to enable track the request from customer. Return status. A good way of giving customer visibility into their returns is providing instant feedback on the return activities in the returns portal or by notifications. Quality assurance tracking. When quality issues arise and products need to be quarantined, recalled, or repaired, the system notifies the right people to handle the issue. This slide shows you how the reverse logistics process works. EDI, a necessity. EDI facilitates the seamless transfer of data between different business systems by replacing traditional paper-based processes with electronic exchanges. EDI stands for Electronic Data Interchange. Interface helps businesses reduce errors, cut costs, and improve overall operational efficiency. This automation eliminates the need for manual data entry, reduces the risk of errors, and accelerates transaction processing times. EDI ensures that data is consistently formatted and transmitted, enabling businesses to maintain accurate records and improve communication with partners. The specific purposes and benefits of EDI are streamlining document exchange. EDI automates the exchange of critical business documents such as purchase orders, invoices, shipping notices, and payment confirmations. Purchase orders. EDI allows businesses to send and receive purchase orders electronically, which reduces the lead time and helps in maintaining optimal inventory. Invoices. Automated invoicing through EDI ensures that invoices are generated and sent as soon as goods are shipped or services are rendered. Shipping notices. Advanced shipping notices, ASNs, sent via EDI provide real-time updates on the status of shipments. Reducing errors and increasing accuracy. EDI minimizes the risks of manual data entry by ensuring that data is consistently formatted and transmitted according to predefined standards. Data validation. EDI systems validate data against predefined rules before transmission, ensuring that all necessary information is included and correctly formatted. Consistent formatting. By adhering to standardized formats, EDI ensures that all trading partners interpret the data correctly, eliminating confusion. Accelerating transaction processing times. EDI significantly reduces the time required to process transactions by automating routine tasks and facilitating real-time data exchange. Faster order processing. With EDI, orders can be processed and confirmed within minutes rather than days. This speed is crucial for meeting customer demands and maintaining competitive advantage. Quick reconciliation. EDI enables quick reconciliation of orders, invoices, and payments, ensuring that any discrepancies are identified and resolved promptly. This efficiency helps in maintaining accurate financial records and improving overall financial management. Enhancing communication with partners. EDI improves communication with trading partners by providing a reliable and centralized and standardized method of exchanging information. Real-time updates. EDI provides real-time updates on order status, inventory levels, and shipment details, ensuring that all parties are informed and can make timely decisions. Improved collaboration. By automating and standardizing document exchanges, EDI fosters a collaborative environment where trading partners can work more effectively together. Maintaining accurate records. One of the key benefits of EDI is its ability to maintain accurate and up-to-date records for all transactions. This accuracy is essential for compliance, auditing, and reporting purposes. Audit trails. EDI systems maintain detailed audit trails of all transactions, including timestamps and user information. These trails provide a clear record of all exchanges, which is valuable for auditing and compliance purposes. Regulatory compliance. EDI helps businesses comply with various regulatory requirements by ensuring that all documents are accurately recorded and stored. This compliance is particularly important in industries such as healthcare and finance, where regulatory standards are stringent. Key benefits of EDI: enhanced efficiency, reduces the time and effort required for manual processing. Improved data accuracy, standardized formats ensures accurate data capture. Cost savings, avoids all stationary costs. Better supplier relationships, the quick and reliable transmission of documents helps in building trust and are preferred by suppliers. Enhanced security, encryption, secure transmission protocols and access controls ensure data is secure. Global trade facilitation, standardization helps businesses expand their operations internationally and enter new markets with ease. Role of AI in logistics. The main goals of AI or artificial intelligence in logistics are to generate more accurate ETA predictions based on internal and third-party data like weather forecasts, potential work stoppages, and identify at-risk shipments so that managers can take action by shifting shipments to a different route. Manufacturers count on the delivery of thousands of components from all over the world to assemble their products, and those deliveries need to be orchestrated to ensure that all the pieces are there when needed, but not too soon beforehand, since the cost of storing excess inventory can be significant. Benefits of AI in logistics: inventory management, demand accuracy, overstock optimization, fulfillment efficiency, order accuracy, picking optimization, label automation, transportation management, fuel savings, and delivery time optimization. Delivery safety, warehouse and transport, warehouse product returns maintenance, route optimization, last mile planning, fleet management, demand forecasting, robotics and automation, intelligent packing and sorting, dynamic pricing, document automation, customer service and experience. Key takeaways. Logistics is the foundation of the supply chain and is vital to a company's success. Inbound logistics is the way materials are brought into a company and focuses on the supply side of the equation. Outbound logistics focuses on the demand side of the equation. Warehouse management systems is becoming increasingly vital with the ability to access and act upon real-time data. Logistics management system is a combination of software that optimizes all process order to delivery. EDI facilitates the seamless transfer of data between different business systems. AI in logistics generates accurate ETA predictions. Thank you.